This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Guitar music sounds exciting. We have another exciting opportunity here to yak it up here, or maybe yuck it up. It's Friday after all, so we could have fun Friday and nobody would complain, right? But I think, frankly, as the chief executive officer of the DJB show, self-proclaimed, say it again, Doug, self-proclaimed, that we had enough fun yesterday, or at least the three ladies involved in this program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, had enough fun, as usual, at my expense.
Oh, God.
It is time for us to get into the Sirius zone. So let's tune to channel 183 at Sirius, and I'll listen to what's going on there. There is some new... As a matter of fact, Jennifer, was it your father who was telling me that there's a new Sirius channel? Maybe it was Dick Summer. I don't know. Somebody, or Bob, maybe. There's a new Sirius channel that has all of the music, the boppy stuff.
The Summer Boardwalk?
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, my dad's real into that channel, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What is it?
I think it is
just
one.
Just like summer, like the boardwalk, summer, you know, it's doo-wop.
Summer, yeah.
Like summer music. Under the boardwalk, like that song?
Well, that kind of stuff, but things that are reminiscent of the 50s and early 60s.
Got it.
The music was called doo-wop.
Right. Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Stuff at the beach. Beach Boys would be big. Early Beach Boys tunes would be big there. But think called chant. You know, there's just a lot of stuff from that era.
Nice.
So, okay, so that's page one. Page two, people in the news. Elon Musk again for the second time this week, but for a different reason, not because he's hanging out with some starlet. He and his Tesla company are getting close to testing a long-haul electric semi that will drive itself and automatically follow a lead vehicle, as in a platoon. The electric truck is going to go through road testing in Nevada. Wow. This is not... I don't know. There's something about this that really gives me the willies. The regulatory officials who are working on the truck, they actually have two test trucks. Say that fast, ladies. Alliteration. Please go around the room. Two test trucks. Two test trucks. Jennifer?
Two test trucks.
That's
it? I thought it was two Tesla trucks.
Two testing Tesla trucks. Actually, four. Right. Testing two Tesla trucks. Go ahead, Victor. Testing two.
I already said it.
Yeah, but you didn't say it like with enthusiasm. Take two on test
That's
two.
That's a different Tesla issue.
Yeah,
truck.
I didn't say.
Right. Why are you enthused about this? Come on.
Yeah, I know. So this is going to be hopefully in a very unpopulated area of Nevada.
Most of Nevada is pretty unpopulated,
right.
So you're pretty safe there. Or the southern desert of California.
Yeah.
They're meeting actually with authorities in California today to discuss plans to have the trucks tested out in those areas that I was just talking about. Probably, this would be a good San Bernardino conversation, Jennifer, for you to have on one of your 13 radio programs. I used to think I did a lot of radio shows. So, right, wouldn't that be interesting? Because they're going into that area, San Bernardino. So, yep. Electric truck, self-driving capability. No, 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 no. All right, next up on the hit parade here is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is romantic, getting romantic again. He appeared on the Daily Mail website yesterday, suggesting he might still be dating one of his exes. Whoa. Kristen Smith, who is she?
Kristen Smith? I don't know.
I thought you, all three of you, knew all about the Miss Bachelorette there. Doesn't she know about everybody who's dating everybody?
I tend to not follow Tiger Woods.
Yeah. No, but you're not Miss Bachelorette. Carrie is.
Yes, she is. She's been watching The Bachelorette, but also I don't follow the romantic lives of unrelevant people, which
unrelevant.
Is Tiger Woods.
Wow. Yeah.
Is that like
that's
irrelevant?
A double slam.
But it's not even... I know what Kara means, though. After all that mess with his divorce and all the cheating and the really gross, detailed stories that came out about his escapades with his girlfriends and everything, I mean, I just lost total respect for him, so I don't even... I just ignore him now.
And I just don't... Like, golf is not a sport that is relevant to me or that I really care about people in, so... Sorry, yeah. I don't have the down low for you today.
So this is not something where I should assume that with celebrity dating...
But is this person a celebrity, Kristen Smith? Because I don't know who that is. Is she an actress?
She's the ex-wife of a Dallas Cowboys player.
Okay.
Is that important or not? I don't know who this guy is. Gerald Sensabaugh? Never heard of him. All right, so we just wasted about 2 minutes of everybody's time. Then.
I mean, we can talk about the trucks again if you want.
I want to get everybody straight. I want everyone to know what's happening. Here's something that needs underscoring. The Zip Recruiter folks. I wonder about golf courses. Let's just talk Elon Musk. Companies like that. You know, when you think about, this is a fascinating thing to actually come to grips with. In terms of how we all make our living and where people get their money. I was thinking yesterday as I was driving down the road looking at the yellow stripe, and this is where my mind is different than most other people's. I was thinking, who was the salesman that sold that yellow paint? And then it got into, who's the salesman who sold the parts to make the truck that put the yellow lines down the middle of the street? And then who sold the asphalt to the various companies that lay down asphalt on roads? And who sold the parts to the equipment that's used? Do you understand how big the sales business is? There are more salesmen, and these will never be repeated. These will never be replaced by a robot, because you need someone to tell you what's available, where the stock is, all that sort of thing. I can't see that the positions of sales leadership in big companies is going to change. So I focus down into the sales area alone. How are sales? Jennifer, you're always looking for salespeople at CRN, right?
I'm so always difficult looking for to salespeople. Find them.
Oh, it's horrible to find them. And whatever other really, but every single business, light bulb salesman, right? I'm looking around my studio. Computer salespeople, people that help. Find the components. They all require sales. The glass, it's everywhere. Paper. So, if you are thinking about how expansive ZipRecruiter is, they are everywhere. They're in every one of those businesses I just talked about. So, you know, as helpful as they are, they've helped within the last year, they've helped over 1 million people get a job. And that's because they are so thorough. When they come, when you go online to ziprecruiter.com/DJV and you ask them through your computer technology to find that right person for you, they go right to work. The computers do and the people do to make sure you're matched up with the right person for the job as you have described it. And you'll have a qualified candidate in 24 hours. No emails, no calls. Nobody knocking on your door. You'll just screen and rate and manage the candidates that have been sent to you by the dashboard at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. This is one of the simplest, most straightforward ideas that I talk about on the radio because it's such a simple concept. They help you find the right people for your business. No matter how big your business is, ZipRecruiter is there. They are the leader because they do it the best, and you can find out how well they do. And as a matter of fact, it won't cost you anything to find the next person, the next candidate, the next right fit at your company. Go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. ZipRecruiter. Find the right person for that job. Use their facilities free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them.
Huh?
I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, I'm Doug, she's Jen, there's Victoria Karashilin at the controls in our studio in Washington on the DJV Experience. Lee Edward Knowlton, the next person in the news. The person that runs Massage Envy, that national massage place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, died in the police station after attacking his parents with a stun gun.
Oh my gosh, how old is he?
He is 55.
So wow. Strange. He also is in with another business, too. It was Massage
Cold
Envy.
Stone Creamery.
Cold Stone, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. This is the kind of... All right, I just didn't want to dig around this too much. But I was doing this because I saw the last episode of House of Cards last night where the vice president kills her lover.
Oh, great. Spoiler alert.
Right, you haven't seen it yet? It's been out since March.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Huh?
She okay, kills, fine.
She becomes the president, and now when at the end, it's fascinating how well written that show is, by the way. It really is how they keep things going and the intrigue. And I was talking to my friend, the state rep, yesterday about it. I said, have you watched the House of Cards? He says, yeah. I said, is it really that bad? He says, no, there's not all that murder and stuff. But other than that... Apparently, he thinks that's kind of how it works. All right, let's see here. Chelsea Manning in the news. Well, she used to be Chelsea Manning. Well, no.
So
it was
strange.
She
is now.
No, she's Chelsea now. She was
used
Bradley.
To be Bradley, right.
Yeah. The September issue of Vogue came out yesterday, and there are pictures of her all over the place in Vogue in a swimsuit.
Was this their military Dodger edition, or what was the deal with this?
I don't know how it was, where she was, but she's out anyway, right? Didn't she get out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was convicted, and it was in prison, but she was released. And now she's living a quote-unquote normal life.
How does she right. look?
I'm not in fear of anything. She doesn't.
Because the last
any...
picture I saw of her, she didn't look great.
No, she doesn't look... Well, go ahead, Jennifer.
I'm just so glad that she's showing the taxpayers all their hard work because we paid for her surgery. So yay for all of us. Yeah. Yay. Woo.
She looks a little like Taylor Swift, actually. I mean,
no.
20.
Sorry. I think she looks better than she did coming out of prison. I'll give her that. Yeah,
21 after the hour.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Mentioned Taylor Swift now in the musical focus and spotlight, which is what we do in this portion of each hour of the DJV show. Taylor Swift was the first witness called to the stand in that trial, the groping trial that's been going on this week against a former disc jockey named David Mueller. Is it Mueller or Mueller? Do we know? Spells it the same way as the investigator.
Yeah.
I think Mueller, Mueller, not important. His career is over. Do people go to jail for doing stuff like this? Can you?
I don't know if you would.
It's a civil trial, so it's a money thing.
Right. Yeah.
And so, why is Taylor Swift pursuing this? She doesn't need the money. She just wants to make a. She wants to make a statement here, which is probably appropriate.
Isn't she only suing him for $1 or something like that? Yeah, I think that because he started suing her first because he lost his job. So I think she's just countersuing to prove him wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said that Mueller. Latched onto her bare butt, I'm sort of paraphrasing here, as I moved away from him, visibly uncomfortable during the meet and greet. Oftentimes, when disc jockeys bring, they'll co-sponsor or work with celebrities, singing groups, that sort of thing, and after the performance, they'll have a meet and greet opportunity for some of the listeners to the station who win VIP packages and contests and things like that. And that's what this was. This event was about. And she testified that she told her photographer, quote, that dude just grabbed my butt. And she said, I know exactly which one you're talking about. That's the photographer. I have the picture. So how does this guy, if they get a picture of it, what else is there to say? The trial ought to be over.
I guess what his defense is saying, because she claims that he grabbed her under the skirt and grabbed her bare butt, whereas, like, you can't tell from the picture because it's from the front. So he's saying he accidentally brushed her. His hand was just on her back, not on her butt, and he never grabbed her under the skirt.
So she doesn't wear her underpants?
She probably had a thong on.
Yeah,
it's a very short skirt.
Or cheeky, so part of her butt cheek is hanging out. Either way, it doesn't matter what kind of underwear you have on. It would still be weird if someone put their hand under your skirt.
Of course it would.
Yeah, of course.
They don't even know the guy. It's different.
All right, so this happened to me.
It
I want to hear the story and what happened.
So,
did you punch him in the face?
No, this is what's really weird. And so I was wondering about the reaction of Taylor Swift, because when I was probably 20, 23, maybe 24, 25, in my 20s, I went to Italy, and I was at a very crowded train station waiting in line to try to talk to, like, the customer service desk, and I felt someone's hand on my bare bottom because I was wearing, yes, Dougie, I was wearing a thong, I was wearing underwear, just my cheek was exposed, under a sundress, and so I felt this hand on my, and I thought, well, that's not something normal. I mean, normally you feel a brush, but I'm like, a hand, so I moved forward, just giving the guy the benefit of the doubt because it was close quarters in there, and it followed me. So I turned to my male travel companion at the time, and I was like, something's going on, and I turned around, and the guy took off running. So apparently in Italy this is a normal thing because they like blonde American girls.
Well, that's nice.
But yeah, but you know, it is all in that reaction, and I don't know what, you know, what the situation was with Taylor Swift, but I think you'd have to, like, turn around and go, like, what's going on here?
Right.
What
yeah.
are you doing?
I think it's hard to judge people based on what their
yeah.
reaction is, and, I mean, we're only...
I didn't hit anybody, believe yeah. me. Like, I would have, like, I mean, some people probably would slug someone for that.
Yeah, I like to think that I would get real mad about it, but
oh,
I don't
yeah.
know. I mean, maybe I would just be so shocked that a stranger would do that. And a lot of this, like, we're only seeing one picture, one moment
yeah.
in time, so who knows what she did immediately afterwards. And apparently she called her mom and was really upset about it, and I know her mom testified a really emotional testimony, so...
Wow.
I don't know. I think he probably did it, though.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Swift testified that nobody else could have possibly grabbed her. Quote, he had a handful of my ass. I know it was him. Unquote. Okay, there it is. I think that pretty much wraps up that coverage. 28 past the hour here. I'm the communications director of the DJV show.
There are so many people right now who feel exactly the way you do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There are more than 7 billion human beings on this planet. And there are really only 4 primary emotions. Happy, sad, angry, and disgust. Given that, in any moment, statistically speaking anyway, there are literally millions of people feeling the exact same way as you do. Here's what that means. No matter how badly it ever feels like it, even in your darkest times, you are not alone. In fact, millions are there with you right now in this instant. I want you to hang in there no matter how it feels. And I want you to feel secure in reaching out to talk to others when you're hurting. Because more people might just understand what you're feeling than you realize. For more about the human experience, visit drchristianconti.com.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-912-9369. That's 800-912-9369. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-912-9369.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking. Drugging. Broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Stop. It's 34 after the hour. Yes, it's time for an important outlook on the United States of America and the news of the day on the DJV experience with Doug, Jen, and Victoria Kara Schillen. Also, you'll hear her. As a matter of fact, I wasn't teasing. Well, I was sort of teasing. Listening to the conversation about the Bachelorette and what a big phony she is and... So keep going, ladies. You might as well give everyone the benefit of your knowledge when it comes to The Bachelorette, which seems to be one of the really cool pleasures in Kara's life. The pleasure, but it's a...
Wow.
It's a
you sound a little sarcastic there.
Not me. Oh, me? No.
Whatever. It makes me feel better about myself, so...
Oh, yeah, okay. Because these people are such sleazebags.
Yeah, a little bit.
You should feel better. Well, I wouldn't think that you would feel badly about yourself to begin with because you have nothing to feel badly about. In my
well, thank you.
Reckoning, I wouldn't think that you would feel anything other than really good things yeah. about yourself. So
well,
anyway.
I try, but, you know, everybody has their moments.
All right, having said that, what's the story? What's the dirt? I got some dirt. I have a dirt story. You got a dirt story. So let's get the dirt first on The Bachelorette, and then we'll get
well,
the sex.
Well, the dirt is that Lewis and I have a friend.
Lewis,
who
the
he,
husband.
Yeah, my husband. A guy he works with engineered an interview with Rachel and her new fiancé, Brian, and... You know, he's just a total straight dude, doesn't know anything about The Bachelorette, doesn't watch the show, didn't know who they were. He's there to just make sure the interview goes smoothly.
Yes, I'm and, a straight dude, too, because I don't watch it either.
Yeah, I mean, but so, but the reason I say that is because even he said after the interview that the couple is such a fake couple and that they were so scripted and so phony that when the cameras weren't on them, they just had, like, no chemistry and they weren't talking to each other. It was just sort of, it was all for the cameras and all for show. And he made a comment to Lewis. He said, oh, those guys are going to be broken up in 6 months. So for a regular straight dude who doesn't care about this to notice something is that off, I thought that was really interesting. And I think that he's probably right. I think she chose the wrong guy, and she is trying to stick with it and try to make
Why
it
did
work.
She choose the wrong guy? Why didn't she choose white?
Because the guy that wanted
to
ring.
Yeah. Yeah. But doesn't anybody give him guidance that's on the staff? You don't really fit with this guy. They should have a shrink.
I don't think they really care about that, about you picking the right person for you. I think that they care about getting ratings, and if they can get these people to go on a press tour, or, you know, if they break up and then there's drama, then they can bring them back on another show or make, you know, some other big deal about it. I don't think they actually care about the relationships. But when she got proposed to, she as soon as he opened the ring box, she was like, she squealed and was so excited about it. And every single interview that they've done or all the pictures, she's like flashing the ring around, which is beautiful, but I don't think should be your main priority.
She literally said when he opened the box, he hadn't even finished saying his proposal, and she squealed and then went, give it to me.
Yay.
I mean, that's not normal.
Yeah, I rewatched it, and he's still down on the knee, and he opened the box, and she was like, it's so pretty. I was like, she's focused on the proposal that's happening. But yeah, I saw a TMZ video of them arriving at an interview. And so, of course, you know, they're on a press tour, and so they're taking pictures, but they're outside for about 5 minutes, and the press is like, oh, give us a kiss, give us a kiss. So they do a little one, and I feel like if you're in a normal couple, you might... you know, give a little smooch or something and then walk away. But they're standing in front of the cameras posing. She's got her leg up. They're making out. She's flashing the ring. It does not look real. So.
All right.
Oh, well, Peter's still single. So hi, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Did you hear that Dean said that Rachel doesn't want Peter to be the next Bachelor?
I'm not surprised.
She still loves them, right?
Yeah.
Probably jealous.
Yep. I think he's a backup plan.
Well, I hope he's not.
Man. Okay, the first sex scandal of the Trump administration, resulting in the birth of a love child.
Oh, that's
former White House communication director Jason Miller fathered a son with Trump advisor A.J. Delgado following a wild night out in Las Vegas. Apparently, the two of them went to a Las Vegas strip club with members of the media night before Trump's final debate against Hillary Clinton. Late October, you do the math. Miller confirmed the birth of her child on Wednesday. So where is this guy in terms of who are they together? Did they stay a couple, or is just a baby bopping around?
I think he was married at the time.
Ah, swell.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
So I don't know if they're still together. I don't know.
So the gossip I have followed this week, Kara, has been the Chris Pratt Anna Faris split. Apparently, they are there are two problems, if you believe what you read in the New York Post. Anyway, the one thing is that they are very competitive. She's not a big star anymore, and he's always looking for laughs. I'd say they're both pretty insecure. If that's true.
Well, I don't know that she's ever been a big star, and he wasn't either. It's just that, you know, in the last few years, he's gotten huge, and he's never home because he's done how many big movies over the last few years?
Yeah,
he's done a couple huge blockbusters, so I imagine he's traveling all the time. I think they travel together sometimes, but it would just be really, really difficult, I would think.
And she's filming in L.A. on her TV show, so she almost has a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah. And he's gone basically from like a... three, like a nice guy, kind of chubby three, to like a 9.5. So that's hard.
Apparently,
when someone
he's
gets
very
super hot.
Religious, and she's not. So is he?
He is pretty religious.
Christian.
I don't know about her, but
no, she's according to this anyway. So that's that story. I thought it was interesting. We get into these discussions of weddings and who's doing what with whom. You'll be happy to know if you're planning to get married and have a life of misery like most of these people that we're talking about, you can start the wedding off. Well, the only exception to that of the group on our show is Jennifer, who's going to be married and live happily ever after, and Victoria, who's already married and living happily ever after. So did you ever consider Costco as a place to register for your wedding?
Oh, to register? I think that's actually a great idea.
Really?
It is a good idea.
We were talking about registries because he's got a full house, I've got a full house. And so it's not like we want to register. Yeah, we don't want to register for appliances or so. We have a lot. I mean, there are a few things like China that we could probably use that's just ours together. But, well, you know, I'm passing on Korea right now. They're explosive.
Okay. Go ahead.
But it was just, it was like one of those things, like, what do you do? And there are some sites now that are letting people, if they want to give you a gift, they can give you things where they sponsor something, like, on your honeymoon. Like, they can buy you massages on a honeymoon or, you know, a sunset cruise or whatever it is, depending on where you go, which is kind of cool. Costco, I would love having a registry at Costco because I bet they give it to you all in gift cards, which means that you could actually go and buy stuff that you really need.
So I can't give totally you a 30-pack of hamburger buns for your wedding.
You know what? Honestly, over some of the junk that people give, at least you know if you put them in the freezer at some point, you'll use the hamburger buns.
Blenders, dishes, car seats, anything available in Costco you can get if you register like any place else. This is they're with MyRegistry.com.
Right.
So that's where you go, and then you can pick. There are lots of the upscale Crate and Barrel, I always seem to see in any register. I don't get invited to that many weddings. It was obvious this year I've been invited to many weddings. But Crate and Barrel seems to be big. But who else is big? Where would you go? Jennifer, when was the last time you sent, you went to a registry to help out someone with a gift?
I think a new trend is to register at, like, Amazon or Target, but I think the more upscale trend and the one that I think is more traditional is you find a China pattern at, like, Macy's, that a lot of couples will register at Macy's. Mm-hmm. And Bed Bath & Beyond, I think I see pretty often because that has more, you know.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, and it's not so expensive.
I went to Bed Bath & Beyond the other day to get a bed for the camper that the Jamaicans are in, and I looked around, and so I said to Meredith,
"I'm going
to
Bed Bath." Some mattresses
there. Yeah, they do. They have air inflatable mattresses.
Oh, air mattresses. Like, okay. Yeah.
So I said to her, "I'm going over to Bed Bath & Beyond." She said, "Why don't you take me?" I said, "Because every time I take you, it costs me $700 or $800, and I only want to spend." Go in.
Ain't that the truth?
I mean, that's the kind of a store it is. And that's why they're so profitable. They have all these little nicky-nacky things, and sooner or later, that stuff all adds up.
Yep. As we know. That's how Target is for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't spend $700 or $800, but I'll leave there spending $200, and I go, wait a second, I came in here for laundry soap. Like, what happened?
Right, exactly. All right, 44 past the hour. Sports news up next here on the DJV Experience.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate. Available on the 2017 Ford Escape lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym, the bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offer. 0% financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight talk wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Let's get to the sports desk, sports news, and Jennifer brings us to California, where there's already a problem, or maybe, I don't know whether you describe it as a problem. The Rams have to practice, and the Chargers have to practice, so they're practicing with each other. Is that it? There's the first of the scrimmages. They're having their scrimmages now as get ready for the first games of the season. They come the last week of August. When does actually the season begin for pro football?
You know, I think it must be that first week of September, maybe the last 2 days in August. I think my fantasy football draft is somewhere around the 30th, which means the season hasn't quite started yet. So it's got to be right around that time.
All right. So there are a bunch of fights during a scrimmage. This is very mature. What else? This shows you the mentality of these people that play this game.
Just so you know what's happening here, the Rams have moved from St. Louis, and they've been in Southern California for a season. The Chargers also wanted to move to Los Angeles. They just are going to start playing their first season this time around. So now we have two football teams when 2 years ago we had Zippo. None. All right. So the fight for L.A. between the Los Angeles Rams and the L.A. Chargers intensified on the field as players and coaches had to break up three fights during a two-hour scrimmage between the teams on Wednesday at UC Irvine. That's where they were practicing. For the second time in 5 days, the two teams competed against each other. You know, friendly practice, get a little better. Well, last Saturday's scrimmage at the StubHub Center went off without any issues. On Wednesday, however, things got started when Rams quarterback Tremaine Johnson took issue with a post-play push-off by Chargers receiver Dontrell Inman when a pass from Phillip Rivers sailed over both of the players' heads. Johnson threw his helmet off, swung at Inman, who still had his helmet on. The cornerback for the Rams, Nigel Roby Coleman, ran into the field to defend his teammate, pushing Inman to the ground. Then Chargers receiver Keenan Allen gets in. He ran down the field and tackled Coleman, and this huge brawl just ensued after that. There were several players who were involved with this. McCain and Gaines both were kicked out of practice, according to coaches. And the coach for the Chargers said, quote, "At some point, you have to make an example out of somebody. We weren't going to fight all day." So they had to send these two people out so that they could stop what was turning into a series of brawls.
It feels like this, I mean, maybe it's just making headlines more, and maybe this always happens, but it seems like this preseason, there's a lot of this going on. I mean, Julian Edelman at the Patriots had a fight, too, during a practice. And
maybe that added, maybe that it was the reason that they lost to the Jaguars last night. All right, so the
job time, right, I know.
Coach K is undergoing knee surgery. Duke basketball coach.
Right. Coach K has had a rough time. This is like going to be his fifth or sixth surgery in the last couple of years. He made a video announcement yesterday to let the fans and other Duke students know that he needs to have knee surgery. He's going to have his knee replaced. And so he wants to have everything done in time to be at practices at the end of September. They had to cancel their big preseason trip that they normally take. And he's 70 now. He's been Duke's head coach for 37 seasons. So they're hoping for a good season. They were in a bit of a slump last year.
Coach D here on the DJV Experience at 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Time now, 53 past the hour, our weekly overview of the hot hits in technology, the Tech Talk segment, top five items. And we give the microphone to Victoria Keelan, who will bring us through, starting with return to sender, Travis Kalanick. See you later, alligator. When your legs are straighter, I could come up with a lot of silly stuff, but why don't you just get rid of this guy so we can move on to number four.
Yeah, Travis Kalanick, the Uber co-founder, has said that former CEO, he is not going to be coming back. He claims that he will be Steve Jobsing it, meaning that they're going to come back to him in a few years and beg him to come back to Uber and revive the company. That might be true, we don't know, but as of right now, they're going to find a new CEO, which is probably a good thing because, you know, all of the sexual harassment and all the issues in the company were kind of blamed on Travis Kalanick's leadership style, so a new leader might actually be good for the overall stock and the company.
It all flows uphill, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, number four on our list of the top five, focus on smartphones, as we say in New England. What is that about smartphones?
Yeah, also known as smartphones, a new book called iGen has explored the effects that smartphones have had on the generation that's after millennials. Right now they're being called post-millennials. I'm sure they'll be called something else later on. But they're described as basically they're teenagers now. They're more comfortable online than out partying. Post-millennials are safer physically than ever because they never leave home. And they have basically a mental health crisis. crisis that they're on the brink of because of this high rates of depression, and they have all kinds of social anxiety issues. They're not dating nearly as much as generations in the past have. There's a startling statistic about high school seniors who didn't even go to their prom. Only 50% of them went to prom, whereas baby boomers and Gen Xers, 85%. Went to prom. So they're not dating. They're like social hermits. So, and they're blaming smartphones and technology and video games and all these kinds of screens. They're really blaming this. So this is, you know, when, if you think about them, when they get to be in the workforce, what type of employees will they make? What type of managers will they make? And that's what this book, iGen, is exploring. Mm-hmm. It's not great news.
No. Number three. This is, I guess you might consider this to be great news if you're alone and you belong to LinkedIn.
Yeah, LinkedIn has 500 million users now. And, of course, this is the social network for people in corporate America. They have a new program that they've just launched. They'll play matchmaker with people who are users, and they're matching them up with mentors. So they're rolling this out. It's eventually going to be set up so that everyone who's on LinkedIn can be a mentor if they want to help someone else out. And so Tinder style, you'll see a bunch of matches. And if you swipe left or right, then you can eventually get matched up with a mentor and pick their brain. And they're probably going to have conferences and things like that. It'll probably grow into a bigger business. But a lot of people are excited about having a mentor.
All right. Let's work our way into the world of hacksterism. Because there's no, people have been, this is the one, actually, although number one, spoiler alert, has to do with the eclipse, and that is important. But I heard a lot of people talking about this hacker thing with relation to the Game of Thrones.
Yes. So this is an ongoing story. This has been a few weeks now. The hackers who cracked into Game of Thrones and HBO's database, they have issued a ransom. They wanted to be paid in Bitcoin. I don't know how much they're asking for. That hasn't seemed to have been made public yet. But HBO is rightfully so. They're kind of starting to freak out. The FBI is involved. They're investigating. They're trying to figure out exactly what information and what data the hackers stole. Do they have personal information of HBO employees? Do they have emails from the company? Now, this is 7 times larger, they say, than the Sony hack from a few years ago. That resulted in people's careers ending when they released a lot of personal emails. The president of Sony had to step down. It was a big, big deal. So HBO is a little bit hesitant right now. They're not sure what's going to happen next. And so this will probably still be an ongoing story. But this is a huge amount of data that was stolen.
Wow. Huge. All right, number one, those of you who are getting excited about the eclipse that's taking place August 21st,
there's
some very important technology news.
Right. If you're not in one of the 14 states that the eclipse will pass over on August 21st, then there are still ways that you can enjoy watching everything online. NASA TV, which is their website, you can watch that. They have all kinds of really cool angles of the eclipse. They're going to show you from weather balloons, from the International Space Station, you'll be able to see the eclipse. That's going to be super cool for any of the space nerds out there. If you want to take a look at the eclipse, wherever you are, you will be able to see something. Make sure you get the right glasses. Regular sunglasses will not cut it. 4,500 libraries across the country are giving away free glasses, so go and get some.
Go get those. All right, the technology news summarized for the week in a practical way by Victoria Keelan. Thank you. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.